Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2. Not all children would approve of that, but the word of God is truth and it cannot be changed. As the verse states, it's the first commandment with a promise. What promise? This one. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Exodus chapter 20 verse 12. Well, it's an Old Testament promise but holds good because the Apostle Paul reiterates it while writing it to the Ephesians. Writing to the Colossians, Paul gives this advice: Children, obey your parents in everything. For this pleases the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 verse 20. Some children of believers will find that hard to digest, but then it is the word of God and it cannot be changed. As children grow and mature, their thinking and responding to situations may not match with the parents' thinking, and things start going awry. One clue how far children should go in obeying the parents is given in another exhortation that the Apostle gives to wives. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting to the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 verse 18. As is fitting in the Lord. That's what is important. Anything that is not right according to the word of God need not be obeyed or given into by a child. Of course, some children have no choice because of the strictness and unyielding nature of their parents. Nevertheless, obedience of children to their parents bring great blessings in their lives, including the one that we read in the title verse. Are you a child? Do you obey your parents? Are you a parent? Does your child or children obey you? Ponder this for a moment. Find the reasons of why you don't or can't obey your parents, or why your child or children don't obey you. If both are living according to the word of God, there will be a good relationship. If not, your heart needs a probing and things have to be set right. The sooner the better. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.